Hello and welcome to another episode of the Bored Indian. Today I'll be giving a review for the latest game that has come into the market on the PS5, Stellar Blade. This game has been in the news for a lot of controversies that has been generated due to IGN France having a sort of grudge against all the beautiful women in the whole world. And I have to say, as someone who has played the game, that this game is absolutely fantastic. The gameplay, it is a mix of Devil May Cry, Bayonetta and other games which are there. And also you have a feeling of Prince of Persia Warrior Within also in the game. Although this, my opinion might be slightly different from most of the people who are watching the games, but I'm just giving an opinion from my point of view from the games which I know about or which I have actually played to the completion. Well, let me begin by saying the story starts with a type of balloon which floating through space and comes to a planet where they are engaging in some kind of war. And as it is going there, they are going on approaching a planet known as Eidolos 7. And once they are approaching the planet, they are met with the ground forces who launch a cluster of missiles or missiles which attack the various balloon-like spaceships and cause them to explode. As these various spaceships are exploding, they start launching space pods or emergency pods which contain one of our titular characters, Eve. And I must say that the initial look, feel and everything which is there is absolutely beautiful. The visuals are very good. And as you see Eve descending in her pod, and then during the entire, it is not like the standard thing, she just crashes on the ground and then starts fighting. No, it is pretty much that she is going on the way. She gets, her pod gets nicked a bit, and then she stumbles. Her pods get stumbles a bit and then ends up crashing to the ground, and then she is saved by another one of our members known as Tacky. And as they venture out into the world, their job is to find out the location of where it is to find their base of operation. And they are running out, meet up with the rest of their team, and they keep on going, running through. And here you get a view of the different types of enemies that you are facing. And all these enemies are called Nightivas, and they are Super Nightivas or Alpha Nightivas, and these are the different names under which they are categorized. But also when you are playing in game, boss enemies have particular names. Like for example, there is Brute, Abaddon and Stalker. These are the three bosses that are available for play in the demo. And as you progress, first you come across as Brute, who looks like a giant fat monster with two bowling balls for hands, and it is red bowling balls for hand, and it usually is a combination of spin attacks and smashing and jumping and attacking. Although I'm telling about describing the attacks by the way of the enemies, so our character Eve usually carries a blade which looks like a triangle, or would you say a very sharp triangular type of sword which can be extended, which has some kind of power running through it or some kind of electricity running through it which can be used to make cutting attacks. Usually the attacks can be, as you are progressing, you have light attacks and heavy attacks, and one button is for jumping and while one button is for dodging. So as we all know, most of the jumping attacks are usually the X button which is at the very bottom, whereas the one which you use to dodge from here and there is the zero or O button which is there on the right hand corner. And one more thing is there, as you're fighting, progressing, you can, the movements are based on the right toggle, and whereas the left toggle can be used to set the camera and camera angles. L1 and R1 are usually, R1 there's not much scope, or if there's there, it is not much explored during the demo. L1 and L2 are there, and they are usually, L1 goes for blocking attacks, and as you are playing the game, you come to know the various aspects of how you can use the combinations and everything. You can use triangle and the other attacks, triangle, and you launch into a specific attack. Also, your jump attacks and boosting attacks, like you can sort of boost yourself, you once you're jumping, and if you press O, you can sort of boost yourself forward, whereas if you're on the ground and trying to press O twice, you'll be making a dodge to the side. Also, it can be also useful when you are doing parry attack, or even a dodge attack, or a perfect dodge attack, where for a few seconds the time slows down and your body is covered by a red light, and you manage to make a very daring, sometimes it can be very cool, other times it is just like you're stumbling ahead and just barely manage to escape the attack from happening. So as you keep on going through the fightings and everything, you realize that the combat system is very easy, at the same time it is complex. Means it is, you come to know all the different aspects, because during the first boss battle there's not much to go about. You can just do heavy attacks, you can do light attacks, you can jump, you can sort of dodge, but and you can block. But apart from that, there's not much to go, so all you have to do is block, dodge and everything and attack. And since you are actually with Taki, both of you are attacking at the same time, and you can see a lot of skilled maneuvering. Although I must say that the body shape and the way they are actually playing the game, you can see that the interesting ways in which the body is moving and how they are all the gymnastic. You might have seen gymnastic high jumps or something. They are very, classically, means classic ballerina style jumps and ballerina style stretches, and these are very good. And although in real life, although you will see that those kind of attacks are never seen in actual real combat, but since they are all augmented humans, and this is happening sometime in the very distant future according to them, and this, and that is not even Earth, so how much it is relates to our current situation is up in the air. Just treat it as a fictional game and do not try to put real world concepts or real world aspects into it. They are all augmented and they have technology that supplements that. For most of the game, when you are playing it, when it comes to the costumes, you have, like, initially, I haven't tried it as such, but initially during the beginning, you have a World Trader costume, which is pretty much a green costume with the tie. Although the tie feels a bit, useless or something like why are you wearing a tie when everybody else? Whereas the other character, Taki, who is there, she's wearing a World Explorer, same model World Explorer, but looks a bit like a Bayonetta style. Like, it is black with red lines running through on the sides, red or yellow lines running through the side. And it looks pretty awesome when on her, and as you are progressing, and once you have, come to the final boss, you are also able to use the variety of costumes which are there, or variety of outfits. And as the fights are progressing, you come first fight, you fight as much as you can, as well as you can. There are also smaller enemies who have different capabilities. Some enemies are easy to take care of, some enemies require a side bit of attention, and there are some enemies which discharge gases, so you should know when to jump back. Although there are some three types of attacks usually done by the enemies. They are like a regular attack, one slightly heavy attack, and the third is unavoidable attack. Usually I would say for the first attack you can sort of take it on and you can block it. For the second attack you can dodge it and give, you can dodge it using the dodge button like 00. But for the third attack it is come somewhat of an unavoidable attack in most situations. In that situation, if you press the block and at the same time you press O, you are able to execute a technique, or you are able to, not exactly is that combination, you have to press the forward button and you have to press the O button. In that situation, what you can do is sort of teleport right behind the enemy and provide them and attack them at the base behind the calves. And as you keep going and as you keep experiencing the game, for the second day, when by the time you reach the second boss, there are other enemies also. Second, before reaching the second boss, you realize that there are rest points, like most of the games have them, like a place where you can rest, recuperate. These rest points are, in addition to having a place where you can sit and recharge, also have skill trees and other benefits which you can purchase, like you can purchase medical supplies, you can purchase other bonuses or other things which can help you improve, sort of like improve your armor, improve your things, or you can even take buy bombs which can help you, shock bombs or bombs which can actually damage the shields, and all these are very useful when it comes, or health potions are useful a lot because your health, due to the initial health option which is given, which looks like a battery, you can heal yourself at least about 6 times, 2 times per charge. And once those 6 times per charge it is done, they do have multiple health options or multiple health options, but there is one is the regular one which I told you, battery style, and another one is you launch some kind of probe right into the earth where you are standing, or some kind of device, and it heals you in the affected area. It can also be used for yourself, and probably can also be used if you have a plus one or one more team member who is playing, but that option is not available. But you can actually understand that this option is there for the players of the full game. And apart from that, there's also concentrated health potions which provide a slight boost to the health. There is not enough as the first option which is there, which is the battery health option. They don't provide that much health, but in a pinch, if you have finished with everything and you just need a little bit of health, you execute one last attack or two last attacks, so you can actually do that. That concentrated health potion can be done twice. If you use it, your health, if it is near zero or near zero, then you can simply go almost about 80-90% of health can be successfully achieved with that. Although during the game I have found that there's one problem. I won't say one it is deliberate, or I think it might be deliberately done so that the degree of difficulty is maintained. But the thing is, there's a slight, the second you press the health button or you try to heal yourself, it takes almost about a second for the animation, or should I say the technique in which, for example, you press the health button, like okay, I have to get healed, and you press the top button which is on the right hand side, top button which can be used for healing. The moment you press it, there's an animation of her simply pulling a small vial and then crushing it, and as she's crushing the vial and crushes the vial to her chest, that takes about around 1 to 1.5 seconds, and during that time if you are attacked you die. You can also, there's also possibility if the animation is completed, the second the animation is completed you get attacked, you also die in that situation, and you have to be very careful. Like if you are trying to heal yourself, ensure that the boss is not ready with an attack at that moment. Usually the technique which I used was, the moment my health was in the single digits, I would simply, and I was near the boss, I would simply first try to disable the boss, like use a shock grenade or any other type of grenade, and cause the boss to get into a shock, and then use the health potions. That saved me a number of times when I was playing the game. And but also, there is also a possibility that when you are playing the game, you need to be very much aware of your surroundings, and you, and just button mashing won't work in this situation. You need to be able to, when to jump ahead, when to jump back, when to jump to the right, when to jump to the right, left. And as you are playing this game, you can also understand the various, the storyline, although let's just is pretty good, although I need more context or more things, but it is pretty much a post-apocalypse world. There humanity has been, humanity has traveled to other worlds, or humanity has traveled to planets which are other than Earth, and they have been setting up bases, they have been setting up cities. Although for a city which has been set up on another planet, they have a bit rustic feel, or almost around 70s or 80s, 90s feel to the buildings and everything, and mostly it would be 70s and 80s because they have like traditional buildings with sort of like those slightly curves in the architecture and all. Although, and it makes you think that due to the aesthetics they have kept it, because most of the time if you are conquering another planet or you are sort of setting a base in another planet, you would probably assume the whole thing to look very modernized, very, what do you say, out of this world, like you have flying skyscrapers or flying rails or flying trains and everything, and all that high sci-fi, like from an episode of Jetsons. If I could pretty much bring you back to the history of all these games, or how sci-fi city or how a future city would look like. But instead it has got a more modern, grounded feel of how the world is, slightly older architecture, which in most circumstances should not be there in a separate planet which is not Earth. But it shows some kind of things, like some kind of people were trying to, and as we play through the game, we come to know that it was the last stand of humanity, that Eidos 7. Excuse me if I'm not saying the name correctly, but it is supposed to be last stand of humanity, and you have things like libraries, you have things like pianos, and that is not some kind of modern piano, it is kind of modern piano which is kept in the against the wall, the one which needs at least 3 or 4 people to transport it from one place to another. And as you're going exploring through various aspects or various parts of the city, you come to know there are ledgers. There's, you have a middle button which is used in on a PS5. You might be, if you play on the PS5, you know that there's a button which is on the right middle, right above the joysticks, that you can use to actually scan the entire area. And I would recommend you do that very often when you are playing the game, because there are hidden ledges, hidden places. And once you are playing it, like first time when you are playing it, you are going through a street and you are seeing the various aspects, you would come to know where, and let me say it is an open world. It is pretty much open world and you can go anywhere you like, but you have to be careful because there are some enemies who are lying in wait, who will attack you the moment you enter a particular building or particular street. And also there are some enemies who are just turned into stone and they are just waiting for you to get close enough for them to simply break out of their stone form or their, and then directly attack you at that moment. There's one enemy which I can say which looks similar to the predator enemies, but it feels more like it has got that stinger for the predator or for a scorpion sting, but its entire rest of the body looks like a Chakli, or looks like some kind of spinning disc, and it will give you direct attacks, or it will give you, and also there are enemies who, there's two other kinds of enemies which I have noticed. No, three other types of enemies. One is a starfish like creature, which is like human on the top and body is of a starfish, and it, and when you are fighting you won't even notice the upper half because it will be using its lower body to try to attack you. It will jump, move and everything, but if you have a little bit of patience it will come to you instead of you trying to go after it. Also there's one enemy which is there which looks like a, which is humanoid, which releases gas upon getting attacked. Although all these enemies have different attack styles and different skills, you have to be just a bit careful. You can always dodge the attacks, you can always make use of parry the attacks, and you can always jump over the attacks, or sometimes even you can avoid the enemies and just run through them, and that is how the game can be played. And as you are going through, you can increase your health. You have to, there are I believe three dead bodies who are three bodies of your comrades whom you can use to increase your life or increase your health bar during the demo version, and you have to actually find them. One is at one of the corner ledges. Try looking at all the light sources. If there is a light source, there might be one right under it, one body right under it, and you can use it to increase your health. Another might be at some one corner, and the third one also you will find it along the same lines. Also there are boxes, packages which are there, which can be taken out using R2, I believe. And as you are playing the game, you come to know these are the small benefits which can be added up. You can also get money, like in-game money you earn, and which can be used to buy the medical supplies at the rest stop or the bonus. And there is also an SP which can be used, skill points. SP, it might be skill points, it might be something else, but that SP can be used to update the skill tree. Like you can get perfect parry, or you can get, in perfect parry you can make it to go faster, that there's more chances for the perfect parry to happen. And as you are playing these games, you reach the second boss. Let me say that second boss is quite annoying, and as you are playing against him every single time, because there's you're essentially playing against an enemy who has two swords when you have one and can do lightning attacks. So initially you're pretty much like going ahead and going making your various attacks. After some point, after doing about a couple of attacks, it will simply jump back, bring its swords together, point them to the sky, and then suddenly it is channeling electricity and starts throwing electricity and everything. There's two options here. One, you can jump back, try to avoid jump here and there, avoid it spilling some sort of electrical attacks, small type of charged attacks, or small bombs on your position, and you can avoid them by running, dodging, or even ensuring that you make a dodge every single attack and then attack, or avoid, or generally just wait. There's no time limit as such, so you can wait back, go back, wait until it has done with its attack, and then just go back and start attacking again. That is one option. Also, as you are attacking and as you are going ahead with these attacks, ensure that you are keep an eye on your health, because there's a high chance that you'll start playing attacking and everything, and then you're not paying attention to your health bar, and you'll simply die. One more thing is there, if you are blocking, the block is not a perfect block. You are blocking, you'll block about 70% or even around 80%, or even in some cases about 60% of the attack, but still the 40% is going. So you have to keep that in mind, and you have to be ensure that you are not making mistakes there. And if after doing all this, you manage to defeat Abaddon, which is the second boss. You have completed the game demo officially, and you can go into the boss challenges where you can get the third enemy known as Stalker. Now let me say, Stalker is pretty much the toughest enemy out of the all three bosses, and it will take you time. But you have some benefits, you have some advantages, like you have the fully updated skill tree which you can use for the boss challenges. Also, you can use a gun. One part I haven't mentioned is that you have a small drone which is following you, which can develop as a gun, and you can use that to shoot and damage the shields or even the enemy if the shields are already compromised. And that is an advantage when you're fighting, but do not depend too much on it, because if you are too much depending on the gun, you will get injured when the boss suddenly starts charging at you and you have nowhere to run. Also, during the third boss fight, do one thing: do not stay at the same place, try to run towards it, try to run left, try to run right, so that you can avoid the initial attack where it starts flinging stones at you. And then the second attack is pretty much, it's a charging attack which it does if you are at a certain distance from it. Instead, it will try to do regular attacks, and you also have a choice of attacking it at that point. But if you attack at that point, there is quite a good chance that the second you attack, it will run away and try to make distance between you and it. And as you are attacking, the options are there. During the first two bosses, there's an option of going in the skin suit or going in your, official suit, green suit, which is official costume or official outfit, while you are in against the third boss. You have more options for the costume. You have you have glasses, you have earrings, you have dresses where you look like you are a racer chick, you have dresses where you look like you are Bayonetta, you have dresses where you look like you are on an official mission, and you have the tie version. And there's also option that you can go in your skin suit, although I would not recommend it to first time players because the difficulty increases a lot. Because if you are going to take that risk, you might as well have perfected the game or how to play the game, because you are going to die a lot. You are definitely going to die a lot, and there is no excuse to that. And this is all what I can say about the game. The game has a very excellent visuals. Many people would stop it to various points due to certain reasons, but those are all in fun and games, and it is pretty much eye candy, and you can ignore it or you can play it, but in every way it is all in good fun. Do not take it too seriously. And as you are playing, although the main character looks very especially beautiful, and it has been a Far Cry if I would not say Far Cry because it seemed that I am talking about Far Cry. I have never played Far Cry, or I have never tried playing Far Cry because the storyline doesn't gel with me. But let me say, the characters look good. Every single character is good looking. Even the male character, it is there, is good looking from a traditional sense. Although you come to know, although that person is pretty much your guy in your chair and is just providing you advice and providing you things while Eve is exploring the world, doing fighting monsters and all. And now coming to the controversy which is surrounding this happened due to a comment by IGN France, who has been trying to be relevant in a world where game journalists are losing relevance. What they were trying to achieve, were they trying to gain attention, or were they trying to just go after a game developer because they do not adhere to their standard ESG policies And it also makes me wonder, why are they in the first place bothering with such a thing when they have much of other games that they have already, those ESG implemented games, which are crap, absolute crap. And there's absolutely no reason to go so much ham for so much game, or so say badmouth a game which has not even released as of now. And even this was happening even before the demo was released. And once you play the game, you would personally know that it is an excellent game. The creator and the developers have worked day and night and have worked really hard to ensure that every single aspect of the game is pretty good. And from the demo itself, you can see some part of their hard work. Or some aspects of that hard work. The more details are more, and plus how we are, what we are listening about the creator or what creator and developers and the owners of this person has actually given PS5s to all his employees so that they all can play Stellar Blade. And I must say that is a very excellent move. And actually a very, what do you say, heartwarming move that somebody could actually do that for, even though they are a gaming company, most of the time you have heard situations where just before the quarter is about to end, or when they are about to submit their final result, they try to fire everybody in their team and ensure so that they can show less retention and actually get higher bonuses, and at the same time they can hire new people for the lesser cost, or sort of just prevent their employees from getting bonuses around those. In such an environment where people try to exploit this, the activities of Stellar Blade creator have actually been heart touching and have been actually shown that there are good people in the gaming community who are not shy to actually stand to their ground. And let me just say, the IGN France situation, as I mentioned earlier, they butted into something which they had no job of doing. Initially, if you don't have anything good to say, you usually should shut up and just not say anything. But they ended up saying it, and they did not even do a little bit of research. They said that unrealistic body proportions, sex doll, and that the creator must not have seen a real woman in his life because he has created the Eve in such a way. And let me say, that has been the biggest slap that has been received by IGN France till date, because the proof is there, and it has been scanned. One model has actually modeled for the entire Eve character. They have changed the face, obviously, so that it doesn't cause issues later on. But the thing is, the body has been a one-on-one scan, and it has been fully accurate. So it is a fully accurate how a woman looks, and you can't actually go ahead and France, if they had done even a little bit of research, they would have come to know that these kind of things are not possible, or these kind of, their information is completely faulty. And they should have apologized earlier itself, but they did apologize afterwards, but it just feels like too little too late. And as we are saying, if it hadn't got that much traction, then people would have just ignored it in most circumstances. But it has become such an action that people who have not even heard about it have started purchasing or have started looking at Stellar Blade. And I would say that is a good thing for the game, as it shows the type of the value and quality of the game. Apart from games like Bayonetta, Devil May Cry, and all these other games which are there, it has, or 2B from Nier Automata, these are all games which have a very solid hack and slash style games, somewhat similar to Stellar Blade, but they have a fan following which has been there for a number of years, and you have like a lot of popularity among the gaming community and a lot of respect for their creators. And they have been justified in whatever they have been doing, and they have, their priority has always been for the customer, not to fulfill any check boxes or to try make sure that some corporate, somebody in a corporate office is likes it or not. They are predominantly and have obviously been focused on the customer, and they would be definitely be rewarded for it. Now, as we went into the initial part, that they mocked the creator, they mocked the model, they mocked the developers, they mocked everybody, and then they got fractured so bad that everybody, every single YouTuber who has played the game has come out and said that you actually don't know. IGN France, you don't know what a woman looks like. You don't even can describe what a woman is. How dare you even say something like that to the creator? And how dare you say such a humiliating things about the model as well? Although one more insult has been added, where they say that doesn't know the touch of a woman, or doesn't know what a real woman looks like, and the creator himself has been married to a beautiful woman for the more than 10 years, and it just goes to show that how that shaming behavior, how that insulting behavior, how without research these gaming journalists in these top websites or top websites have been given too much leeway. Mostly they should be boycotted, and for not doing their research, and for even if you are saying something good, or even say if you are saying, because criticism is accepted as long as it is constructive, and this is just a rant by the person who is just jealous of a beautiful woman, and it does not help. It does not help your brand, and it just makes your company or the games which you support lose their sponsorship or lose their appeal to the audiences who are going to buy it. For example, Last of Us 2, a lot of critical acclaim was received for the first game. Second game, they turned it all to dust. They messed up so bad. They tried to they gave a character who had no whom nobody had no build up, no interest, absolutely no intention of playing, and they gave that character center stage, and they used that new character to kill the old character who was most popular. Bait and switch, I can say, and those kind of things are never appreciated. If you are coming to the playing, the same thing happened in Devil May Cry Verge Nero story. People were pretty much annoyed initially because they were playing as Nero and they were not playing enough as Dante. That is given that most of the whole Devil May Cry franchise is based on Dante and his fight against his brother. And although people have their favorites, people can say their Virgil is better or Dante is better, both have different fighting styles. Dante is more of Claymore style, whereas Virgil is a katana user, and both of their fighting styles are different, and it just goes to show how it influences or how the games are and how you can get pretty much influenced or pretty much attracted to a game. Coming back to Stellar Blade, let's just say IGN France has apologized, although their apology looks quite fake. Also, even what do you say, Maxim Korea has gone ahead and lambasted IGN France and all the Western media outlets, because the model who Shin Jae Yoon, who has modeled for the character of Eve, is a Maxim Korea model, and they have released her photographs from her version, and they have shown that the bigger the better, and that they should actually go outside and touch grass. And thank you again for listening to my podcast. This is the Bored Indian signing off. Hope you go ahead and play this game. Download the game demo version. If you like it, if you appreciate it, please go ahead and buy the actual game and buy the deluxe or premium version, because you get a lot more at the same price. And they are, and as per the creator, there are no microtransactions, there are no hidden charges. Just enjoy the game and have a good time. Bye and take care.